Hi, this is Reese. Just wanting to interrupt your feature presentation with an important announcement. There is an amazing organization in Nova Scotia called Feed Nova Scotia, and they distribute almost 2 million kilograms of donated food to a network of 140 food banks and meal programs across Nova Scotia. And obviously, it's been a weird year, and I know that a lot of people have struggled, so we thought we would use some of the momentum that we built with the podcast to do a special charity live stream for Feed Nova Scotia. It's called The Canadian Politics is Boring Live Stream to Feed Nova Scotia. And tickets are available for anyone for $15. And apart from the website we're using to launch the event, taking its cut, all of the proceeds will be going to Feed Nova Scotia. It'll be a 90-minute episode with myself and Jesse, and we will be covering a brand new topic. You will be able to interact and chat with us, make suggestions, maybe send us some curveballs while we record. It'll be on Friday, December the 11th, from 8 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Atlantic time. And you can purchase tickets by going to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com. And from there, you'll be able to see the link to the Eventbrite page. On with the show, and I really hope you can join us for the live stream.
Welcome over, Reese. Come on over. The whole, the family, the friends, we're all here. It's so it's nice to have
me.
You here.
Just me.
Okay, well, it's just you and I?
Just two of
you
us.
You didn't bring your kids?
Your wife? I want all the ham fumes to myself.
Okay, so we're about to, so it's day five of a fuck act, and as you know, we've had a ham boiling on the stove on high for 5 days straight.
So fucking excited.
It has pretty much, like it's we don't really know what to call it anymore, but as soon as we're going to take it off the stove and then...
Should I describe how it looks?
Yes, please.
Imagine an obese man had a heart attack in a hot tub and no one found him for 3 months. That's what we're about to sniff.
Yeah, and we're going to get high off of the fumes. So we're going to turn on the fan.
Sorry, there we go. Horrible mental.
That's going to stick with me for days.
Cool.
Thank you so much. So we turned on the fan, and we're going to help me with the pot.
Can we come
in? Over to the fan. Okay, there we go.
Should we count down? You lift it, and then we'll sniff.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
I wish they'd found the hot tub soon.
Oh, God. Why is this a tradition?
Put the lid back on.
Oh.
I can smell colors. Whoa. Wow. Anyway, remember, children, only sniff ham if you're hiding from your parents.
Right. Don't let your parents know that you're sniffing.
Don't let them know that you're sniffing ham.
Yeah.
I know someone who sniffed so much ham, their face went concave.
That's disgusting.
And that's not an urban legend just made up to scare people from sniffing ham.
Right. Literally went concave from sniffing too much
ham.
Yeah. I can feel I'm getting woozy already.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great feeling.
Oh, that's nice. If you value a convex face, then don't sniff ham. Anyway.
So let's sit down, have a brandy. I'm gonna poke at the fire a little bit.
Hang on, I'm just gonna loosen up door five.
Yeah, let's lube that door up.
There we go. It's open. It's open. There we go. Okay, so...
What is behind door number five for Wafuckak?
Wafuckak Christmas stats in 2019. This is just some random stats about Christmas and Canadians I found. And this is a good one. This is a good one.
All right, I'm excited.
For most Canadians, Christmas is a time for festivities and fun. We'll get together with their families for dinner, 89%, which means 89%.
Oh, the way you were reading it, I thought it was going to be like...
No.
Rhyming like a like Dr. Seuss book.
89% of Canadians will meet up with family for dinner.
Okay.
Even if they don't celebrate Christmas, it's still...
And even if they don't like their family.
Yeah, especially if they don't. Because
yeah,
it's the one time
like,
you do
time
it, do
you
it once
to.
And then...
It's out of guilt, really.
See you next year.
Guilt and obligation.
Exactly. Yes. 77% will set up a tree.
Where are they getting these statistics?
I don't know. They ask people. And then times it by 1,000.
Oh, there we go.
That's how statistics work. And 57% hang stockings, I'm assuming, above a fireplace.
We used to hang stockings. We still have stockings. We don't hang them anymore.
And then, a new study by the nonprofit Angus Reid Institute finds that some traditions are changing. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
And for many.
Into a fuck act traditions.
For many. the true meaning of Christmas has been lost.
What is the... Oh, okay,
So, for example, in 1988, 27% of Canadians said this season was primarily a religious celebration. 27%.
27%, wow. Okay.
Now, as of 2019, only 10% said it was a religious celebration.
Wow. Okay.
So nobody else gives a shit. If you do give a shit, then I respect that. I was just trying to make a joke. So, 3/4 of Canadian adults say they're at least a little excited for the holiday season, while 1/4 are not looking forward to it. Notably, lower-income Canadians are more likely to feel negatively about the season.
Really?
Yeah, it was stressful.
I've actually had friends tell me that they don't like Christmas. They're not looking forward to it because it's a very stressful time for them.
Imagine your kids are in school and all their friends are having PlayStation 5s with a bunch of games, and their parents are spending thousands of dollars on gifts, and you can't afford to do that. It's difficult. If you're on a low income, it's incredibly stressful because you go, what do you want to... You can't help but see and be bombarded with adverts and other people enjoying themselves.
I suppose, but spoiling each other. It's a really good time to learn a hard life lesson about greed and capitalism.
Yeah,
which is what Christmas is all about.
But the people who can afford, the people who are benefiting from that system,
right?
They don't have to worry about.
No, they're getting learning, much. They're not learning any worries. Lessons. Yeah, they're not. Yeah, exactly.
They're not learning any lessons. They're just perpetrating a cycle of
greedily opening up their presence in front of them. That's a tradition that I've seen on television and in movies on Christmas time, where everyone gets together and opens gifts simultaneously, which I always thought was
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, and everyone just like wrapping paper goes crazy in the air, which has always been weird to me. So since I was a kid, I insisted that everyone open up one gift at a time, and that everyone else watch that person open their gift and react.
That's pretty normal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, that's
just so you can appreciate each one.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you don't want to be in a situation where everyone just rips everything open within 5 minutes.
I didn't.
And nobody knows who is off, who had what off who. And
right. Yeah. So we weren't poor. We weren't rich. We were, you know, fairly middle of the road. We got fairly creative with our gifts, which was always nice because you have to put more thought into it. And I once... unknowing that my grandmother and my aunt, her sister, or great aunt, they hated each other. I didn't know this. They'd come over for Christmas and they'd put on a face and they'd pretend that everything's fine. And I'm being a kid. How would I know the inner politics and the inner drama of my family? I had no idea that they didn't like each other. Maybe hate is too strong a word. And so one year for Christmas, because I was fairly poor, I got them each a framed photograph that I had taken of each other for the other. And so my grandmother is opening up a photo of her sister who she hates, and my great aunt is opening up a photo of my grandmother who she hates, and they're both like, oh, this is so nice. Yeah.
I get to look at her face every day. What you should have done is...
Especially if I come over and visit, she's got a post, you know, like, where did I put that thing? And put it up on the mantle.
One Christmas, my cousin gave everyone in the family a signed black and white photo of himself in a frame.
Why did he sign it?
Because it was a signed photo.
That's what I'm doing for Christmas. It's a great idea.
We should have got those aunties as voodoo dolls instead of photos.
Right. Yeah.
They would have been happy then. So 4 in 5 Canadians.
Great idea.
82% of Canadians say they prefer to call this season Christmas.
Not, as opposed to...
The holiday... Well, 1 in 5, 18% say they'd rather refer to it as holiday season.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We of course, call it Wafakak, so...
Of course.
We're less than 1%, though, I believe.
At the moment. Wait until the Wafakak movement begins.
You know, people say there's a war on Christmas. You can't call it Christmas anymore. There's a war on Christmas.
So those are very angry.
Those angry people are wrong, because the majority...
Angry and wrong.
The overwhelming majority of people just call it Christmas.
Right.
Why can't I call it Christmas anymore? You can. Why? No, I can't. Everyone's going to get upset. Why are you angry? Calm down. It's fine. Nobody cares. Anyway. And the number of...
Why are you angry? Calm down. Nobody cares. The Reese Waters story.
It's pointless getting angry because no one's listening to you anyway. Your opinion is invalid. So that's how you calm them down.
That'll work. Yeah. That's great.
And the number of Canadians who attend a religious service for Christmas this year is half of what it was in 1995.
Wow.
So now 26% of Canadians go to a church at Christmas, whereas it was 53% in 1995.
I used to go when I was a kid. My family would take me. We weren't a religious family, but we would go for the community and the experience and the atmosphere. It was lovely. I thought it was quite lovely. Yeah, I haven't gone in a long time.
They scare me. I'm sure it's a wonderful, you know, people go in those buildings and they feel warmth and they feel spiritual. I'm the opposite. I don't know what it is.
Do you feel like your skin starts to burn?
No.
Do you smoke a little bit?
My eyes melt in the sockets. And you're like Nazis at the end of an Indiana Jones
film.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's just always creeped me out. I think
it creeps you out.
Oh, there's like a dead man hanging from a piece of wood.
I mean, it's a statue. You know, but it's not really a dead man. I mean, that'd be gaunt. A horrible tradition.
He's got a cracking six pack most of the time, but he's he's there just bleeding to death. I just find it unnerving. I promise you, if you're going to go to church this Christmas, check out Jesus' six pack.
My God.
He's ripped. He'd be an influencer on Instagram talking about fitness. Anyway.
The newest diet fad.
Some fun facts.
We have to stop now. This straight of thought is not going to go anywhere healthy for us.
Crunch for Jesus. Anyway. I'm sorry.
My God.
I have plenty of relatives who are Christians. I apologize. These are just jokes.
Oh, my God.
Just
Crunch
jokes.
For Jesus.
If you're going to do one thing this Christmas, crunch for, that's a t-shirt.
Oh my God. Like, had Jesus wanted to come off the cross, which he didn't, he was up there on purpose, but like, had he wanted to, he could have used the strength of his abs to just like rip the cross in half, bending himself in two.
If his feet were nailed to the bottom, he could have lifted his knees up to his chin, I bet.
Of course. We're going to hell. Although, I mean, we're not really bad about thinking. We're talking about how strong his abs are, right?
So, like, I know, I know, like, the person who made that sculpture wasn't there. They didn't see Jesus' abs in person. So, but I just imagine.
I doubt very much Jesus had a pot belly.
No, I think that was probably passed down through generations. They were like,
right,
sculptor to sculptor to sculptor.
Talking about the lore that was Jesus and, by the way, he had amazing abs.
Make him look sad. Make him look, like, on the edge of death. And give him abs.
Yep, that's, yeah.
Sick abs.
Crunch for Jesus.
Crunch for Jesus. Anyway, happy Wolfuckhack.
Happy Wolfuckhack.
Jesus Christ.
Abs.
We'll see you tomorrow.